This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Kisisa, we have the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of God's mercy. And the Nitziv explains, what does it mean Hashem is noise pesha v'chata'a? Well, pesha is intentional. And chata'a is unintentional. And God atones and forgives not only for intentional sin, but shoigeg as well. And now the question is, and this is what the Nitziv is bothered by, that if God forgives our intentional sins, then isn't it obvious He forgives our unintentional sins? If He forgives Mezid, of course He forgives Shoigeg. Once we have the Midas HaRachamim, Hashem is Mechaper Mezid, why do I need another Midas HaRachamim that Hashem forgives Shoigeg? So in the Sefer Yesod Yisrael of one of my Rabbeim, Rabbi Binyamin Luban, he explains this in the Nitziv with the following story. There's once a young boy, we'll call him Yisrael. And he was in Shir, he was a young boy in Shir, and he didn't really pay so much attention in class. He didn't really pay so much attention to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe was teaching various halachas, and you know, like kids sometimes do, he was out to lunch, he wasn't really paying attention. But he grew up, and he became a chashuv balabas, and he's now 70 years old, and he's hosting a big Rosh Hashiva in his house. And the Rosh Hashiva is speaking with him, and Yisrael says, come to the kitchen, let me make you a salad. And it was Shabbos. And Yisrael is making the salad, and he's preparing the fish. And Yisrael, and all of a sudden the Rosh Hashiva says, what are you doing? You're about to be Mechalel Shabbos. He says, what am I doing? I'm just preparing the fish. No, you're pulling out the bones of the fish. Yisrael says, I've been doing this for 60 years. What do you mean you've been doing this for 60 years? You turn on a light on Shabbos? You drive a car on Shabbos? Pulling out bones from a fish is a Chilul Shabbos d'oraisa. Really? Yisrael said, I never knew. The Rosh Hashiva said, what do you mean you never knew? You never learned this in Cheder? And very sheepishly, Yisrael said, you know, the truth is, I wasn't really paying attention when I was a young boy. And because of that mistake, my whole life, I've been doing the wrong thing. So sometimes, when somebody does an aver b'shoigeg, they could repeat it thousands of times in the course of their lifetime. Yes, a mezid is more serious and more severe. But when someone does an aver b'mezid, it's only in isolated incidents. Most people don't repeatedly sin b'mezid. They do it a couple of times, perhaps. But shoigeg, if a person did not learn properly, they could be violating averos b'shoigeg their whole life. So just because Hashem is mechaper for our intentional sins, we don't necessarily know the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechaper for our unintentional sins. Unintentional sins could be worse than intentional sins because we could be repeating them so often. And therefore, we always have to be careful. Whenever we have the opportunity to learn, we must take advantage of it. Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Shigegas Talmud Oyla Zadoin. If we don't take advantage of the opportunities we have to learn, we're going to be held accountable for that. And of course, if we do tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam will have rachamim on us, but we have to do our part to make sure we're familiar with all the halachas, and this way, the Ribbono Shel Olam should keep our slate pristine and clear and clean, b'tahara gemura.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.